This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, hi, madam. Hello. This is Fiona Williams.
Yeah, what are you going on about?
Thanks for getting
connected. What are you going on about?
I'm telling you, madam. Thanks for getting connected with eBay. So, madam, you just tell me that did you make any purchase of a gift card which is $299 from
eBay? No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Okay, let me tell you, madam, yesterday night around 7 to 8 p.m. between, there has been a purchase made of a gift card and your number, which is 04...
Well, that's not mine.
748161 has been registered for the purchase.
You have got, excuse me, you have got the wrong number. Because that's not ending 161.
65, madam. It's 65165.
Well, no purchases were made last night.
No. You haven't made that purchase, I do understand that, right? But let me tell you, madam, that as you know, many illegal activities and fraudulent activities are going around right now in our country. So they are the people we are suspecting that they are doing this illegal activities without your knowledge and authorization. So that's the reason you are receiving this call from the eBay, so you can directly get connect to us and we can help you to get cancel that purchase. Because you are in Australia, how can you place anything from the overseas, right? So that makes...
Well, what is it I'm supposed to have ordered?
It's a gift card, madam. It's a gift card.
No, definitely not.
Right.
You didn't order a gift card from eBay last night?
No.
Yes, that means, madam, no one has been purchased from your end, right? So that means this is the fraudulent purchase which has been tried to make without your knowledge and authorization. So what I'm going to do, I will be help you to get the blocking ID and a form, so you can directly go ahead and block that purchase from your end, right?
Yes.
So, right now, madam, can you just tell me the cell phone which you're speaking with me, is it an Android cell phone or an Apple cell phone? So I can help you.
Android.
The blocking
it's an Android.
Okay. Could you just put me on loudspeaker from your cell phone?
Yes.
Now, you do one thing, just press your home button and come back to your home screen where you can see all of your regular icons and a wallpaper.
Yes. But this is my husband's phone, he doesn't have eBay on it.
Yes, I do understand, madam, that you don't have any eBay account, but the person, those who are from the overseas, right, they have been generated on a fraudulent eBay account while using your details, right? And that's the thing, madam, we are trying to help you so you can block the things. And So let me help you to get the blocking ID, right? So could you just tell right now, there will be an application on your cell phone, which is a Play Store. Play Store. Just open that Play Store. Just swipe your screen right to left, left to right. You will be able to get a Play Store application. Did you got that?
I'm getting the app up now.
Okay, just do let me know when you can see the Play Store app, right? It will be P-L-A-Y-S-E-A-R-D.
Yes, I know how to spell it, thank you. Play Store. Hi.
We'll have a...
But if you have any queries, you can ask me, right? If you're facing any problem, I'm here to help you. You can ask me. What can you see, madam? Did you open up your Play Store?
There is nothing there.
Like, what can you see on your cell phone? What can you see? You can see all of your regular icons, all of your regular icons, camera, gallery.
Yeah, Google and calculator, whatever.
Yes, just look all the applications, madam. There will be an application, Play Store. There will be an application, Play Store.
We've got that and there is nothing in it.
You are not getting the Play Store.
We are. Well, I have the same word as my father, and I can check it from where I am.
Okay. Right now, what can you see? Right now, tell me, madam.
It says total you spent is $0.
And now, over there, can you see anything says search for action games with a magnifying glass?
Hi.
On the extreme top, can you see anything say search with action games?
Yeah, I've got that.
Give a tap on it and type over there eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
Yeah, I've got that.
There, after that, give a space. Then type A as in apple, N for November, Y as in yellow, then
yes.
D as in David,
yes.
Then E as in Edward, S
and
as in Super.
That would be crapping on about?
Yes. Yes. Give a tap on that.
Yeah, got that.
Now, can you see, what are the options can you see? Can you see anything?
I've got Amazon right in the box, AliExpress, any guest remote control.
Yes, give a tap on that. Anything, can you see any desk, remote, desktop? Give a tap on it.
I think this is a scam. Not a scam
enough. Let me tell you, madam, this application will be help you to generate the blocking ID, right? And when you will receive the blocking ID, you will be able to check that you have got it from the eBay, not from any XYZ company. We are just trying to help you, madam. And this call is getting recorded for the training and a quality purposes.
Well, so I don't have all day. Can you just hurry up?
Okay, madam. Do one thing. Just hold on a moment, right? I'm just transferring this call to one of my seniors. He will be help you to get the... cancellation blocking ID, right? Just give me a moment, okay?
Thanks for being on hold, ma'am. This call has been transferred to the senior technician on the floor. This is Peter Wilson.
Yeah, well, can you hurry up? I don't have all day.
All right, ma'am. No need to be worried, ma'am. What we are going to do, we are going to simply generate a cancellation code for you that is going to help you to cancel the order right now. So,
I never ordered anything.
Ma'am, you haven't done it. All right. You haven't done it. Yeah, you haven't done it. No need to be worried. Ma'am, at the moment, ma'am, somebody else have got the access onto your information and they are doing this kind of fraud thing. So we have to immediately cancel the order. All right. So just tell me, what can you see on the mobile screen?
I've just got the... What part do you want me to go in?
You just open up your Play Store first. Open up your Play Store. Hello.
Yes.
Are you on to the Play Store, ma'am?
No, I'm getting it.
All right, just open up the Play Store. Yes. And on the search panel, type over there any desk. ANYDESK. Any desk.
Yeah. Got that.
Yeah, and now do you see a red color application name, AnyDesk Remote Desktop?
Yes, I've got that.
Yeah, just give a click on that. And do you see any option like green color option install? Just give a click on install. This is our server application which is going to help
yes.
you generate the code. So have you clicked on install?
Yes.
All right. And now it's downloading or it's showing you pending over there?
Yes.
All
okay.
Right. Yeah. And do you see any option open?
I just want to say, yeah, hello. It just
yes.
says add a credit card or debit card on a donut.
Sorry?
I just got set up a account, add credit or debit card, which I'm
yes.
not doing.
No, you don't have to add anything. All right. Do you see any option over there like, yeah, do you see any option over there like skip or cancel? Any option like
I got skip. I got skip.
Yeah, just give a click on skip. Just give a click on skip.
I've done that.
And now what?
I've done that.
And now what can you see?
So I do go back for 1 month free. I don't want
to. Just give a click on cancel or skip once again. Do you see any option like skip or cancel?
It only says take a look or not now.
Not now. Just give a click on not now.
Yes, I've done that.
And now what come up?
It's come up as the, AnyDesk Remote Desktop.
Yes, and now have you opened up the, and now what can you see after that?
Just about your privacy statement.
Yeah, just give a click on allow or accept. Do you see any option, positive option like allow, accept, continue, anything like that? Just give a click on
no,
that.
No, it just says NOX license activation.
Yeah. Yeah, just give a click
and
on OK. Do you see any positive option? Yeah, just give a click on agree. Just give a click on agree.
Yes.
And now what can you see?
Privacy statement.
Yeah, and now over there, do you see any option like okay or any agree,
yes.
continue? Yeah, just give a click on the positive
yes.
option. Just give a click on the positive
yes.
option. And now what can you see?
Plugin available for controlling
yeah.
the device.
Yeah, so just give a click on cancel. Just give a click on cancel.
I've done that.
And now what can you see? Do you see tutorial?
It's just coming up on tutorial.
Yeah, just press on the blue area. Just press on the blue area 3 to 4 times.
Yes.
And now do you see any number come up?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, just tell me that number. This is your cancellation ID. Just tell me that.
906.
9006 then?
No, 10906.
Then?
972386.
Alright, it's 906972386. Am I correct, ma'am?
That's correct. Yeah,
all
that's
right.
correct.
Alright. And just beneath that, there will be an option like set password. Do you see that? Set password?
No, there's no password.
Set password.
It says set password. Yeah,
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Just give a click on that set password.
Yes.
And now just scroll down the page. There will be an option like permission profile. Just check there will be an option permission profile. Just scroll down the page. Permission profile.
Previous session.
No.
Permission.
Permission profile. Just check there will be
yeah,
option
I've got that. So,
yeah,
I'm sorry, just close that.
Yeah, just give a click on the permission profile.
Yeah, and then close.
And no, and now just wait. Do you see any option like full access?
It says that, yes, I do.
Yeah, just give a click on full access.
Yeah.
And now do you see there will be a checkbox? Enable unattended access. There will be a blank checkbox. So just give a tick mark on that enable unattended access. And now it's asking for a password. Am I correct?
Yes.
Alright. So I'm just providing you the password. All will be in lower cases. And don't give a space. Type E as an English letter E.
Yeah.
Letter E. Yeah. Then B as in Bravo letter B.
Yes.
Then A as in Australia, letter A.
Yes.
Then Y as in yellow, letter Y.
Yes.
Then don't give a space. Type number 7, put 7.
Yes.
Number 8.
Yes.
Number 9.
Yes.
Then 0, number 0.
Yes.
And now just give a click on OK. Do you see the option OK?
Yeah, I've done that.
All right. And now once do you see any option like Start Now, just give a click on Start Now. All right, just give a click on Start Now.
The thing has come up is Secure.
No.
Oh, Start. Yeah,
Start.
Start.
Yeah, just
okay.
Give a click on Start. Yes. And now, what option do you see? Do you see any option like Close?
Yes.
Just give a click on Close.
Yes.
And now what option do you see? And now what option do you see?
It says default screen sharing for access, unattended access.
All right. Just do one thing. Just press your home button and come back to the normal home screen where you can see the wallpaper.
Yes.
All right. And now what can you see, ma'am?
Just the wallpaper.
Yes, and now you just open up your Play Store once again. Open up the Play Store once again.
Yes. Got that.
Yeah, have you opened up the Play Store?
Yeah, I've got Play Store app.
Yeah, just open up the Play Store app. Just open up the Play Store app. On your app, ma'am, you just come back to the normal home screen. First, just come back to the normal home screen.
Yeah, I've got that.
And now, just swipe your screen from the bottom to the top and check there will be an app named Play Store. You have to open up the Play Store.
Yeah.
Just check there will be an app.
Yeah,
on your phone.
I've got it. Yes,
yeah, open
I've got it.
Yeah, open it up.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, and now just scroll down the page. There will be an app named AnyDesk Plugin, AD1. Just scroll down the page. All right, you just press the back button once. Just press the back button.
Yes, I will want.
Yes, type over there. Yeah, just give a click on the search panel once again. On the top.
Yes.
Yeah, just give a click on that search panel. Where you have written. Yeah. And now over there, type over there, AnyDesk Plugin AD1. Just erase whatever you have written over there and type AnyDesk Plugin AD1.
Yeah,
just give a click on that red color application, AnyDesk Plugin AD1.
Yeah, I've got that.
And now just give a click on install. Do you see the option install?
Yeah, I've got that. Installing.
All right. And what's in install? Yes.
Yeah, I'm not doing it, man. Okay, installed, man.
Alright, you just press your home button and come back to the normal home screen.
Yes.
And just check there will be a new, and now you have to open up your settings. There will be an app on your phone named Settings. Open it up. Just open up the settings.
Yes. Yeah, I've done that.
And now just scroll down the page. There will be an option like accessibility. Just check there will be an option accessibility.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, just give a click on that.
Yeah, I've got that.
And now do you see any option like installed apps?
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, just give a click on that install apps.
Yes.
And now do you see any desk control service AD1? Just give a click on
that. Yeah, got that.
And make it turn on. You have to turn on the both ones.
Mm-hmm.
And now this, yeah, once you turn on, it will show you option allow. Just give a click on allow.
Yeah, got that.
And now allow the both one, the bottom as well. There will be two any desk. Yes, you have, yeah, you have to turn on.
Turn that.
Yes. And now, ma'am,
yes,
you yes. And now you just press your home button and come back to the normal home screen. And check, there will be an app named AnyDesk. You have to open up the AnyDesk app. Check, there will be a red app.
Yes, I've got that.
Yes, open it up, AnyDesk.
Yes.
Okay, just give a click on OK. And now
yes,
right. Yes, and now once you will see any option like start now, just give a click on start now.
Yeah, done that.
And now what can you see, ma'am?
Security authentication.
Yes. Yes. And now just come back to the normal home screen and open up your Google. I'm going to show you something. Open up your Google.
Yeah.
And there will be a search bar. Type over there, my, M as in Margaret, Y as in yellow, my.
Yes.
Then number, then give a space. Then number one, put one.
Yes.
Then, and now do you see any suggestion come up like my 1P address location? Just give a click on that.
Yeah, got it.
And now do you see any blue color option like what is my IP address location? Find out here, not
yes.
VPN. Just give a click on
yes.
that. And now, ma'am, we have your IP address, all right, which is connected with this account. I'm going to verify you that. So it's 120.147.64.54. Am I correct? It's 64.66. Am I correct?
120.147.64.64.66, yeah.
Yes, and just beneath that, ma'am, it's a red color line. Can you just tell me what is written over there?
Your online activity can be seen by your internet provider and anyone else who's spying on your connection.
Oh my goodness. This means, ma'am, those fraud persons have got the access onto your IP address and whatever online activities you do, they have got the access on that. So just scroll to the top of the page. Just go to the top of the page.
Yes.
In the top. In the very top.
Yes.
Go to the very yes. top.
Yes.
Over there, do you see a black color line over there? Or there will be a black line in the top?
There's three black lines.
All right.
Just a minute.
That's what, yeah. What can you see on the mobile screen? Yeah. And now in the top,
yes.
you see your IP address, your status.
Yes. It's got, what is my IP address and
no,
got a number?
In the top, just see the
oh,
number.
Yeah,
black
got that. Yes.
Is it showing you protected or is it showing you unprotected?
It's showing it's unprotected.
Oh my goodness. This means those short persons have got the access onto your IP address right now. So what we have to do, we have to immediately block them, all right. So how often do you check your emails? Do you check your emails daily?
You don't get emails on this phone, do you?
Hello?
We don't get emails on this phone. I'm not this one.
All right. And do you have any computer or any laptop with you?
We have a laptop and
all right.
two other phones.
All right. I got it. And ma'am, we just got the update from the server, like those fraud person are trying to charge that amount from your NAB account. So I believe you have you do online banking with the NAB?
Yes.
So you just do one thing, you just simply log in from the Google, okay? Just try to log in from the Google and check all the statements. If you will get to see any fraudulent charge, do let me know. Don't use your app. Your app is not protected. Oh, do it from the Google. Don't use your app.
How am I going to check it?
Sorry?
How do I check it?
All right, I'm going to help you out. Open up your Google and type the name of your type the name of your bank.
Yes.
And now, what option do you see?
NAB login, NAB.
Yeah, just give a click on that, NAB login. Just give a click on that.
Yes.
And now, do you see any blue color option, like anything like internet banking?
Yeah, I've got that.
Yeah, just give a click on that. And now, ma'am, in the right-hand side top corner, do you see any option like login? Option. Yeah, just give a click on login.
Can I log in to NAB?
And your husband is there with you?
Beg your pardon?
Your husband is there with you right now?
Yes, he is.
All right. I got it. No need to worry, ma'am. So now you just put your NAB ID and the password. Do you remember the NAB ID?
Where's the car? I need the backing car. Just give me a minute.
Yeah, take your time. No need of worry, take your time. And ma'am, you haven't shared any kind of personal details with anybody, right? Like over the call
not
or over the phone?
No, as I said, it's just not my phone, it's my husband.
Oh. And what phone do you have? Like it's an iPhone or it's an Android phone?
No, I've got an Android.
All right.
So I'm just putting the ID in.
All right. Don't make any mistake. All right, don't make any mistake. Just putting the password, don't like make any mistake. All right.
That's your PIN number. That's your PIN number. I want your password.
The password which you use to log into your NAB, you have to put that password. Sorry?
I got it.
You do not remember the password, am I correct?
Not on this account. Hang on, I can check. Hold on.
No, you don't have to use any app, ma'am. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't have to use the app. All right. And do you have the laptop with you right now?
No.
All right. So no need to be worried, ma'am. What we are going to do, we are going to reset your password. All right. So just come back to your phone. And what can you see on the phone screen? Just tell me. Hello? Hello, ma'am. Are you there?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Just wait. And now, do you see any option like forgot your NAB ID or password? Just
yeah,
give a click on
that.
Yeah. Just give a click on that.
Yes.
And now, just put the. Do you see any option like set password, reset password?
Yeah, I've done that.
And now just zoom in the page. All right, just zoom in the page.
Yes.
And now what option do you see, ma'am?
Information how to reset it.
Yeah, just wait. Now you just over there put your NAB ID. There will be option, please enter your NAB ID. You have to put your correct NAB ID over there.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Don't make any mistake, all right? Yeah. And ma'am, apart from this NAB account, do you have any other accounts? Like with any other bank or anything like that?
Yeah, we do, but it's never used for internet banking.
Oh, I got it, I got it.
Okay, so I put a new password in.
And now, ma'am, you have to, you have to put a password, put a simple password. And there will be an option like what password you have to put over there. Just zoom out the page a little bit. Just wait. All right. You just do one thing, ma'am. You just put the password over there. First of all, you just put your first name, then put the @ sign, then put any number like 7, 8 or anything like that. All right.
Wait, this. I've got to put it in.
You just zoom out the page. You just zoom out the page.
Yeah.
First of all, you just write down the password in a piece of paper, all right? And just write it down over there. Just put your full... First of all, put your first name, then give then put @, then 2 or 3 numbers, all right? And once you are done, do let me know. And you are writing the password in a piece of paper?
Yeah, I've got that. So do I now put in create password?
Yeah, just put down the password on that create password. All right. You just do one thing, ma'am. What we are going to do, All right. You just do it. Take your time and don't make any mistakes.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, and just put the, just re-enter the password. Put the same password.
Done that.
All right. Yeah, just
re-enter.
Just re-enter the password.
Yes.
And now just zoom out the page. Just zoom out the page.
Yes.
Just scroll to the top of the page.
Yes.
And do you see on your mobile phone, you have got a security code on your mobile phone. You have to put the code on that.
Yes.
I'm just verifying you the password now. The code?
All right.
You just wait, ma'am. Do you see any option like next? Just give a click on next.
Yeah, I'm trying to work.
All right, just wait. And don't click here and there, all right, ma'am?
What?
All right. First of all, ma'am, you just put your NAB ID over there. All right. Put your NAB ID. Yeah, just put your NAB ID first, ma'am, and don't make any mistake.
Yeah, I've done that.
And now do you see the option, like red color option next? Just zoom out the page. Yeah, just give
it
a click on
next.
Yeah, just give a click on next. Yeah, just give a click on next. Next.
Yeah, it's got that.
And now just wait. The server is going to help you out. Just wait. You don't have to touch your phone. Just wait. And you just be handy with a piece of paper. The server is going to provide you a password.
Yeah.
The first letter will be in the capital letter P. P as in fact. The server is providing it. Yeah. Then A. Then the second letter will be in the small letters. All right. It will be letter A. A as in Australia. Yeah. Letter A.
Yes.
Then T as in Tom, letter T.
Yeah.
Then R as in Robert, letter R. Don't touch your phone, all right, ma'am? Don't touch your phone. And what have you written on the, what have you written on the piece of paper, ma'am? Just read it back to me.
Capital B, small A, small T, small R.
Then I as in Indigo, letter I.
Yes.
Then C as in Charlie, letter C.
Yes.
Then K as in Kilo, letter K.
Yes.
Then give a at the rate.
What?
At the rate logo.
I didn't get that.
It will be at the rate, ma'am. Like A, at the rate. Yes.
Yeah.
And now. Just zoom in the page, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, just zoom in the page. And now just wait. And now just wait. The server is going to help you out. Just wait. And you just do one thing, ma'am. You just, meanwhile, you just try to turn on your laptop. All right. Just make it.
My laptop is being used by my son, and I'm not interfering.
Oh, I got it. All right. So you just put your NAB ID over there. Put your NAB ID.
Yeah,
and now just wait. And hold on, just wait.
Yeah.
And now just give a click on login. Do you see any option like login? Just give a click on login.
Yeah.
And now just check each and every account of yours. Yeah. And now what can you see, ma'am?
I can't.
All right. Just take your time and just check each and every account of yours. All right. Just check each and every account of yours. If you will get to see any fraudulent charge which you haven't made, just check.
I'm going to check how much you have.
All right, just wait.
How much you have.
All right, and now what I'm going to do, ma'am, I'm going to simply transfer this call to my senior technician who is going to guide you to block those fraudulent persons. All right, just be online with me. Just wait, yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, ma'am. Thank you so much for being on hold. We were speaking to Gary. I'm one of the senior account officers from National Crime Agency of Australia. How are you doing today, ma'am?
Not too bad.
All right. Well, just now you're having a word with one of my representatives, ma'am, correct? And I believe you must explain you like what's going on and what problems you're facing at this moment, right? Now, at this moment, ma'am, you have been logged into your account, right? Now, which one is your main account, ma'am? The one account which began with like 008493839 5255-74883. That is your main account,
yes,
ma'am?
That is the main account.
Okay. And you do use a credit card as well, correct, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
Okay, no problem with that. Now, first of all, what we will do is, ma'am, you just need to press your home button, go to your home screen. I want to show you one most important thing which you must know about it, okay? Because at this moment, ma'am, open up your Google, ma'am. Go to your Google. Right? Just open up your Google. Yeah. Now, first of all, you just need to see at the top an option called Google. And below you see Google, right? The very top one. Tap on that Google, first of all.
Yes.
And now you just need to just hold on for a while, ma'am. Now, after this, I'll just tell you, like, what you have to do is, our server is helping you, right? Now, what do you see, ma'am, at this moment?
Just Google Play, Google account, images, photos, translate.
Okay, don't touch your phone, okay? Just leave it as it is. Now, I will just show you one most important thing, which you must know about it, right? Now, do you see, ma'am, what thing has come up right now on your screen at this moment?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Now you see, ma'am, what do you see it's written? What is my IP address, correct? And then you see the number,
I've got that.
Right?
Yeah, I've got that.
Okay. And then you see the red color sentence. Can you just read out that sentence?
Your online activity can be seen by your local internet provider or anyone else buying on your account.
Okay. Now, what do you, I believe, ma'am, you understand what does that mean. It means, ma'am, your internet provider already have access, right? And anyone else spying in your connection, that means, you know, like, then other people are also having your, you know, your identity.
Yeah.
Because your identity, ma'am, has been compromised. And how it has been compromised, I will explain you. See, what happened is basically, ma'am, whenever, like, you are going to any cafe, coffee shop, or, like, you go to your friend's place, you go for shopping sometime, maybe, and you visit different places, correct, ma'am? And on that time,
yes,
ma'am, you just connect your Wi-Fi. Is that correct, ma'am? Sometime?
Sometimes,
yes, ma'am. On that time, ma'am, you know, the hackers from all around the world, they have been trying to get into your system. And they're not interested in anything, ma'am. They're only interested on your identity, so that they can do a lot of illegal activities. They are doing a fraudulent activities, ma'am, okay? They are doing the most dangerous business, that is called a money laundering, okay? So what we are going to do is, ma'am, we are just... Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, sorry.
Okay. Yeah. So what we are going to do is, ma'am, we are just going to help you how we can cancel all the transactions and how we are going to help you right now, okay? So first of all, what do you see right now? Press your home button, ma'am. Go to your home screen.
Home, yeah,
I've got
the home screen
now. Yep. Now, I want you to be handy with your debit card, ma'am. Be handy with your debit card, ma'am.
Why?
Because at this moment, ma'am, we just need to cancel all the transactions and we just need to give you a
But there's nothing
ma'am.
Illegal on it. There is
what?
Nothing that has been, nothing has gone from it.
Nothing has been gone, ma'am, because we just put that payment on hold. Okay, it is not showing, ma'am. It is on a ledger balance.
Well,
but after
excuse me, you tell me which card it is being taken from.
We just need to give you a security, ma'am, on your debit card, ma'am. Okay, that is the reason we are telling you to be handy with your debit card and you don't
have
to
do anything.
Can you
tell me what card I am supposed to have this done?
Yeah, you just need to be handy with your debit card, ma'am. Okay, be handy with your debit card.
Excuse me. You
yes,
don't
ma'am.
Tell me this, I'm hanging up and I'm recording
okay,
you.
Tell me
All
what do you
I
want.
Need is which debit card do you need?
The one which you use, ma'am, most of the time, that one I'm talking about. The one which
what?
You use with your, yeah, the main account. The first one which I show you, ma'am.
Yes.
I'll show you. You just need to be handy with that one, okay? The account which belongs to, ma'am, you know, like the 008493. That one, okay? Just
yeah, what's the last... No, what are the last four numbers?
The account began with ma'am, the last phone, it's ma'am 4883, okay? The account
yes,
I'm talking about. Right.
Yep.
So just be handy with that debit card, ma'am, and I will tell you after that what you have to do with ma'am, right?
Do you want coffee?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here, ma'am, right now. Okay? Now, what? You just need to... Yes, ma'am. Did you handy with your card, ma'am?
Yeah. Oh, no, my account number. I don't need the bloody card.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that, ma'am. You know that your account number. But as I told you, ma'am, we just need to give you a security. Your identity and everything has been compromised at this moment. So that is the reason, ma'am, we are telling you. Okay?
Yeah, I know the CVN number.
Yes, ma'am. And you don't have to do anything, ma'am. You just need to open up your phone camera. Open up your phone camera.
Yep.
And take a picture of your debit card, okay? Take a picture of
your debit
card.
All my information.
I'm not taking anything, ma'am. It is just that I'm telling you the way so that we can secure your card. So the hackers are not going to get
well,
it and
you
can use
the
card.
You don't need a photo of that because I can give you the number.
No, why are you using that number, ma'am?
I don't have an actual card with that number on it.
Okay. I understand that, ma'am. No problem with that. You do one thing, ma'am. Open up your Google page, ma'am. Open up your Google page. I'll tell you how you are going to do that. Open up your Google.
Yeah, I've got it.
Now,
how many more years is this going to take?
Yeah, it won't take much of your time, ma'am. I'll let you go in a while, okay? Right? Now, I'll just hold on, ma'am, for a moment. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you see, ma'am, at this moment, now, you see, why I take you up on the W3C markup validation service page, ma'am, you know?
Yes.
This is a page, you know, where you can check all your information, whether it has been saved or not.
Right. Yeah, what do you
ma'am,
want?
You can check all your information. You are saying, ma'am, your identity has been safe, right? Now, I will just show you, ma'am. You just type over there, ma'am, www. On the address, type www. On the address, you see there is a white panel, right? Just type it. Type 3W, ma'am. Type 3WWW dot, and then write down the name of your bank. That will be nap.com. www.nap. It will be nap.com. We are just checking whether it has been compromised or not. Okay. So just use
well, the check.
Yeah, just check it, ma'am. And then you will see what option you see has come up, right? And I will tell
that
you what you have to do it. Yes, ma'am. A validator is the page, ma'am, you know, where you can check all the information, whether it has been safe or not, okay? Now, I will just tell you how you are going to do it. Now, you see it is still verifying, okay? Now, what do you see? Just hold on for a while, and now you will see, ma'am.
I've got MUHTML checkup.
Okay. Right. Now, do you see one or two or plenty of them, ma'am, over there?
Yeah, there's 5, 6, or 7 of them.
Do you see, do you see a yellow line? This is the thing, ma'am, your bank, you see your personal banking financial, NAB has been sent you a request. That the hackers, they have been trying to compromise your bank. So we just got that information, ma'am, and we are just going to give you a security. And this is the security page, ma'am, where I just told you to log in. You can see plenty of them, right, ma'am? And so these are the warnings. Yes, ma'am. Right. Plenty of them, ma'am. You see, these are the things which I want to show you, which you must know about it, right? and we are just going to give you a security right now. That is the reason. Okay? You see plenty of them, more than 200 or 300 it will be. Okay? Now what we are going to do is, ma'am, I'll just show you one more thing now. Now you just need to remove your bank thing. Hold on. I'll tell you how you will do it. Now you just need to remove your map.com from there, ma'am. Remove that from there, www. Now just type www. Once again. And after that, write down your debit card number and check whether it has been compromised or not. Because we just need to give you a security, ma'am. Okay? Right? And once when you're done, tell me, Gary, I'm done. And I'll tell you what you have to do, okay?
Yep, I've done.
Now give a space. Give a space. And write down the expiry date. Write down the expiry date. And after that, give a space. Write down the expiry date full. And give a space. Give a space. And then write down the CVV as well.
Why do you want all this information?
Because we are just giving you security, ma'am. That is the reason. Okay? Now you can
check.
Hurry up. Now you can check and I'll tell you what you have to do is. Okay?
Okay.
Right. Yes, ma'am. Right. Now what do you see, ma'am, on check? And I'll tell you what you have to do is right now, okay? Right. You see, ma'am, just let me know.
It cannot be checked.
Ma'am. Now, what do you see, ma'am? What it is written?
It says it cannot be checked. Stop.
Okay, no problem with that. Now, what we are going to do is, ma'am, we are just going to cancel all the gift cards for you, right?
I never got a fucking gift card.
Right. Now, you see, this
is probably...
Yes, ma'am, I will tell you how we are going to do it. Now, you just need to press your home button. At this moment, you can see there are a lot of things is going to be happen. Right. Now, press your home button and open up your Google.
Oh, my, I haven't got all here. Yep. Yeah, fuck Google.
Yes, ma'am. Now, you just need to... Now you just need to press your home button, ma'am, and open up your App Store. Press your home. Open up your Google, ma'am. I'm sorry. Yes. Now you just need to remove that one and hold on for a moment. Hold on for a moment.
I'm opening up Google.
Yes, ma'am. Open up your Google. Right. Now just hold on, ma'am. Our server is going to help you. How we are going to do it now for you, okay? Right. Now, after that, what we are going to do is, ma'am, right now, we are just going to cancel all the gift card, you know, which has been placed by the hacker, okay? Right? And you will get to know after this, right? Right. Now you just do one thing, ma'am. Press your home button, ma'am, and log in into your bank. Open up your NAB bank because we just found. And open up your Google, ma'am. Open up your Google. Open up your Google. Open up your Google.
Yes.
And after that, you just need to log in into your NAB. Because we just found, ma'am, a lot of things is going to be happen. Write down over there NAB. NAB login,
yes.
And
yes.
Internet banking.
Yes.
Now you don't need to do anything, ma'am.
Yes.
Right, ma'am. Now, at this moment, ma'am, I will tell you how you are going to do that right now. You just need to log in into your bank, okay? Just hold on, don't do anything. Just hold on. Now what do you see, ma'am? You don't have to do anything, okay? As I'm here, we are just helping you, ma'am, right now, okay? Because at this moment, ma'am, you know, there are a lot of things is going on, okay? So what we are going to do is, ma'am, we are just going to give you a security. Don't log in. Don't log in. Don't log in.
Yes.
Right. Don't log in because we are going to give you a security password, which is going to be safe right now. And after that, ma'am, you never know that, right, ma'am, that these things were happening. And after this, what do you see, ma'am? Right. And after that, what do you see, ma'am? Just hold on for a while, okay? Right.
We have family.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Now, what do you see, ma'am, right now?
The account summary.
Okay. Right. Okay, no problem with that. Now, I'll just tell you, like, what you have to do is, ma'am, at this moment, right? Now, at this moment, ma'am, you said, ma'am, like, your main account, that was your, the first one, right? The one that we use on debit card as well, correct?
Yes.
Because at this moment, ma'am, you know, what we found, you know, we just found a lot of things is going to be happen because we just found your main account is safe, right? And apart from the another account which you have, that is your credit card account, ma'am, that is not safe, right? So, I'll just tell you how you're going to do it. Just hold on for a moment.
Mike, I have to go out. Can you hurry up?
I'll just give me, ma'am, only 5 minutes. I'll let you go. I understand that you have to go out, okay? Just give me 5 minutes. I'll let you go, okay? Right? Just give me a moment. Now, you just log in, ma'am, into your account. Log in.
Yes.
And after that, I will tell you, like, what you have to do, okay? You don't have to do anything. And you are the only one, ma'am, like, who use this phone, or apart from you, like, someone else also use it, ma'am?
This is my husband's phone. I am using it because
okay.
He does not have very good hearing.
Yes, ma'am. Right. At this moment, ma'am, you see, your main account that you're using, that is your, the first one, right? And you also have a credit card account, right? Because at this moment, ma'am, we found the hackers from different countries. They're trying to attack on your credit card account, ma'am. That is not safe. So what you're going to do is, ma'am, you just need to transfer your funds from credit card to your main account, the first one, okay? Because that is not safe at all. We just found in our system right now. So that is the reason, ma'am, we just need to give you a security on it, okay? Right? And how you will do it, I will help you, ma'am. Okay?
If I transfer that, it'll cost me money.
No, it will not cost you a single dollar, ma'am. Till the time as we are here, ma'am, it will not cost you a single dollar. And why we are telling you, ma'am? Because it is not safe at all, ma'am, that account. That is the reason we are telling you. Okay? Because
well, I check it every morning.
Well, you check it out, but in our system, it says it is not secure. So that is the reason, ma'am, you know, we are just telling you to choose that account so that we can give you a security, ma'am. Right. Because the main account is safe, ma'am, this one, like 0081. This one is safe, right, ma'am. And the another account which you said, I will just show you how it is happening, so you will get to know. Right, ma'am?
So you're doing it for me.
Yeah, we are just trying to help you, ma'am, so that we can go ahead and we can give you a security and your money will be safe and you don't have to do anything, right? Okay?
Don't worry, I'm going to the bank to check this out.
Uh-huh. You don't have to go anywhere, ma'am, okay?
Oh, yes, I do.
I will just show you where your money is, okay?
And no, it's classifying with
the...
And then I will tell you. Scott.
Yes.
This is classifying with...
I'll just show you where the money is. Yes, ma'am.
It's classified as a cash advance, and that costs me money. So
no,
you do not want to...
Ma'am, you don't have to do anything, ma'am. It won't cost you anything, okay? Right? Hello?
Uh-huh.
Ma'am, you don't have to do anything, ma'am, okay?